Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manarino, Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. This is my pre-market report. There's a lot going on right now. Three things specifically are weighing on the market this morning. And right now, trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half. Doesn't look pretty. There is clearly some kind of a fear element here. You got a knee-jerk higher into the dollar. You got the 10-year yield selling off yet again, and we need to talk more about that. This liquidity crisis that we are in, it's getting worse very fast. In fact, faster than I even believed it would go. So that's a big problem. So what's going on here today with this market, again, threefold. Fear of expanding war. That's number one. Number two, and this is a huge deal, and I don't think it's getting the attention that it should be getting. Do you realize that the U.S. Treasury is absolutely bankrupt? They're going to be refunded because they're out of cash. They're out of cash. This is profound to think that the U.S. Treasury is done. They're bankrupt and must rely on, the one entity who wants to be and is successfully pulling this off, the lender and borrower of last resort, and that is the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's incredible what's going on. The setup is absolutely mind-blowing, but that's where we're at. So again, we got this expanding war, we got the Treasury bankrupt, and today we're gonna hear from public enemy number one. Public enemy number one, the Federal Reserve, with their monetary policy announcement. I can't imagine, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I can't imagine a scenario here where the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates today. I really believe they're going to pause because they already have the consumer and the economy where they want it, by the throat and by the balls. You know what I'm talking about? It's over. Let me explain this to you again, and I covered this yesterday, people. I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say. You cannot have a free society without a sound money system. Does that make sense to you? How can we expect to be a free people anywhere in the world when we are living under the rulership of central banks who control the monetary system? It's unbelievable. They control the economy. They control the financial markets. They control the financial system. They dictate our lives to us, and they've made us all slaves to their system. It drives me nuts to think about what we've done. We need a revolution against central banks. I'm telling you right now, we can't be free anywhere around the world without a sound money system, meaning a commodity-backed system like our forefathers wanted. They warned us. They warned us all. We've been warned repeatedly by people throughout history, including you and I. We know where we're going. This is a slave system. And it's meant to just make more people dependent on it. It's unbelievable. You cannot, the vast majority, and I mean 90%+ of the people, it's probably more like 98% of the people, cannot prosper in this kind of an environment, where debt must constantly and relentlessly be added to the system. Wars, the expansion of wars, the propagation of wars, the bankruptcy of the U.S. Treasury here. All of this stems from the debt-based system. I tell you, man, it is so grossly out of control. Ugh. Anyway, it makes me want to puke. It probably makes you want to puke too. But again, you know, pay attention to the propaganda. Oh, you know, yes, our economy is booming. It's strong. Our people are resilient. Are you kidding me? We've never been worse off than we are right now. It's the truth here. You got loan defaults skyrocketing at their fastest pace ever in history, more so than the scamdemic or the financial crisis or anything else. People cannot make ends meet. People living paycheck to paycheck, the vast majority of them here. People swiping their credit cards just to make ends meet. You can't make this stuff up. The cost of living skyrocketing like we've never seen before, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. It's not meant to stop. You understand? Central bank's goal here, people, is to do one thing. And I'm going to tell you again in case you're brand new here. It is to inflate and then inflate some more and create reasons to borrow more cash into existence. I don't know what else to say about this. It's out of control. Anyway, looking over at this market and the fear trade. Knee-jerk into the dollar. When you see a move like that, it's fear trade. You got the 10-year yield selling off. The bond market is selling off. People, again, this is not... This is another thing that's getting almost no attention on in the mainstream media. We are in some kind of a twisted environment. This is the largest sell-off, the most vicious sell-off in bonds that we have ever seen in history. This has never happened before what we're seeing right now. It's getting almost no attention here. And all this boils down to is we are in a full-blown, full-on liquidity crisis. It's drying up. I can't tell you what a threat this is to the people of the world. Honestly, we are marching very rapidly towards a locking up of the system, a credit freeze. A credit freeze. Again, I've warned about this repeatedly over the years. It's happening. We got this liquidity crisis getting worse. If this gets any worse from where we are now, and I expect it will be, this whole system is going to lock up. You will not be able to gather goods that you need to survive. Your debit card will not work. Your credit card will not work. Transactions will stop. You understand? That was the real problem. Oh, this drives me crazy too. And people don't know what was going on during the financial crisis. The real reason why, or the main reason, the only reason why Ben Bernanke was rushed into Congress to tell them that they had to pump billions of dollars into the system to free up the credit markets, because it was locking up. We were right at that moment where the system was starting to lock up. Those billions of dollars that were pumped into the market was to free up credit. That's what it was. And of course, the banks needed to bail out, which the banks are getting. Let's talk about that real quick, okay? The next bailout or bail-in that these banks is going to need is going to eclipse what happened last time by exponents. The financial system today has never, ever been worse off. I want you to think about that, okay? We understand the problems, and I've covered this to the point of nauseam with regard to these financial institutions. We haven't even begun to talk about the real estate issues, the commercial real estate issues that these institutions are going to face. That means you and I are in trouble like you can't believe, because we are the ones who they suck the funding out of for bailouts of banks and institutions. Let me explain this to you in another way here. Okay, last time they bailed out the banks on our backs. This time they're going to bail out nations on our backs. And it's the central banks who are responsible for every freaking thing that we're seeing here right now, people. It's not the Bidens, the Trumps, the Obamas, or anybody else here. That's the deception. It's the central banks. They're the enemy. I don't know what other way to put this. But people are being led to the slaughter because they don't know what to do. They got the PSYOP freaking propaganda ministry telling them what to do, where to look, what to think, because people can't think for themselves. Oh, I tell you, my head's going to explode one of these days, people. It really is. Stuff gets to me like you have no idea. But I hope this stuff makes sense to you. Does it make sense to you? Do you realize the U.S. Treasury is bankrupt to have to be refunded? Doesn't that sound pretty ominous to you? Yeah, it is. Okay, it's done. The Federal Reserve, in collusion with the central banks, have solidified their position of power. And the more debt they're called on to issue, the stronger they become. I tell you, man, it's absolutely too much. All right, people, listen. I'm going to ask for your support as I do the first of every month. On the first of every month, I humbly ask for your support. I literally come out here and say, people, if you think Greg Mannarino is doing a good job, well, send me $5. I don't think that's a crime. A lot of people think it's absurd, but I don't. I'm out here busting my butt. And I really hope that you choose to support my work. There are multiple ways you can do this. In the description of this video, there is a link to Stripe. There is cryptocurrencies. I love cryptocurrencies as well here. So I hope that you would choose to support my work. Again, I ask for this the first of every month, just $5. There is a link in the description of this lovely video. You can use PayPal as well. Anyway, I count on all of you. Okay, I got your back and hope you got mine. I know you do. All right. Love all of you a lot. Ponder the things I've covered here, please. And I want to hear from you. You got something out of this video? Give it a thumbs up. Please share it. Get it out there. And again, I do hope you support my work. All right? I'll talk to you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. I'm out of here.